Exercise 10, page 114.
Did you know that there are more microbes living in and on your body than there are actual cells of your own? This astonishing discovery has led scientists to realize that most of these microorganisms are not the bad boys that bacteria have acquired a reputation for being. And rather than cause illness, many of them actually work to fight it. The majority of these good bugs live in our gut, in that long tube called the small intestine, which starts just under the stomach and ends at the large intestine. Collectively known as gut flora, these tiny microorganisms help digest the food we eat, so that we benefit to the maximum in terms of the amount of nutrition we get from it. They also stop any harmful bacteria that enter the system from taking over and making us ill, as well as produce substances that have a role in fighting diseases as serious as cancer. The path to healthy gut flora is in food with live bacteria in them. That ranges from yogurt and certain cheeses to pickled cabbage dishes like the German sauerkraut and the Korean kimchi. You also need a diet which increases the amount of fiber and complex carbohydrates you consume, while at the same time reducing those sugary snacks and desserts, since sugar has been proven to displease our small intestine friends. If you go through an illness that requires you to take an antibiotic, be warned that these medicines can kill your good microorganisms along with the bad. That's why it's vital, after the course has ended, to build up your gut flora again. Ask your doctor to prescribe a probiotic, which does the work of the foods I mentioned before, but over a much shorter period of time.